Bouncing beside her grandpa down rutted dirt roads in his old Chevy pickup truck, a 5-year-old Sue Ann Bottomley discovered New Hampshire.
My father and my grandfather, they knew where we were going and how to get there, but I didn't as a child, so it was always an adventure to see what was around that corner.
The lure of those open country roads and sense of grand adventure, born in that truck more than 60 years ago, never left Bottomley. Instead, she turned her wanderlust into the Draw New Hampshire project, the goal of which was to draw each of the state's 234 towns. When she visited Newington, she drew the town's library, and that's where she met the library's director, Scott Campbell.
It was art for art's sake. It was her own personal edification. She was going around to each town and just capturing a little snapshot, and I thought that was really cool.
Bottomley says she's someone who's always had an artist's approach to life. She went on to get a degree in fine art and then lived with her family in England, California, and Baltimore. In 2009, a year after she moved back to New Hampshire, her husband helped her set up a blog where each month she could share her travels or anything else she fancied. She started including drawings of trips abroad and visits to family. She was drawing her life, she says. And after a while, she started drawing New Hampshire.
You know, I love to look at maps, and one day I pulled out the ones of towns of New Hampshire and realized I had 19. I thought, well, why not just keep going?
She figured she could do 10 places and drawings a month, no matter the weather, and it would take 2 years. Each month she wrote on the calendar, draw 10, to keep herself motivated, and in her off hours she studied maps, looking for connections and easy passage from one place to another. Once in a place, she kept the drawing small in scale, using only 6x8 pieces of paper. It was amazing how many places along the way had held history for her. Ashland, the site of her father's first teaching job. New Hampton, the place her father-in-law went to prep school. Alton, the place where her husband used to run a store.
I mean, you can snap a photograph, much as I love Starkby, and then not really remember, like, where you took it or anything about it. But if you're drawing it, not only can you remember everything, like the weather and what you ate for lunch and anything else that was going on in your life, you can also focus in on the details you like best and leave out or minimize the ones that you don't care for as much.
On November 17th, she visited her last place, the Salmon Falls Mills in Rawlinsford. It was a gloriously sunny day, and she was lucky enough to find a bench to sit on. Her family came to celebrate the last sight with her.
I just went into pure enjoyment, you know, drawing the shadows, drawing the sun. There were things I just had to fit in there. I had to fit in the river because the mill was based on Mountain Water Power. I had to draw the bridge over to Maine because a lot of the workers came from Maine. So I had to, I like to tell the stories.
As if by serendipity, at the very end, a train went across. She got that too. For NHPR News, I'm Melanie Plenda.